Kari Gomez. The pizza coming? We just because of the weather. No, sorry, weather. Everyone's invited to the Gomez for lunch instead. All right. There are many topics out there where people kind of go through life assuming, you know, it's punchline, it's a joke, shade of Vivek, skill bulls, you know. It's kind of out there, maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's more out there if you're a Svarti type thing. Who knows what's going on? So I wanted to spend a little time here, take a short break from everyone's studying schedule to discuss what we know about this, to what extent do we care about this, etc. In this week's parsha, we begin the 10 Makos. And for a while, the Chartumei Mitzrayim are doing pretty well. They're keeping up with Moshe. So if you look at the sheets, those who were zeche to get one, Vayasuchin Chartumei Mitzrayim Balotehem Vayechazak Lei Parov Ro Shamal Aleihem Kasher Diber Hashem. Rashi comments that the pasuk says that the Chartumei Mitzrayim, the wizards of Israel, of Egypt, we're also able to do this Balatehem. What's Balatehem? So Rashi says, Balatehem is Racha, Shomer Moso Balat Ubechishai. They have certain magical powers. They're saying, Omer Balatehem, Maise Shein, and Balahatehem, Maise Kshafu. So the Chaman says there's a difference. Sometimes it says Balatehem Mitahe, and sometimes it says Balahatehe, and sometimes it says Balahatehem Mitahe. What's the difference between the two? So sometimes it's Maise Kshafim, sometimes it's magic, and other times it's Maise Shedim. It's not really magic, but rather they have the ability to get the Shadim, the demons, to go and do their bidding. It would seem from this Rashi, one would not need a tremendous lumpus to realize that Rashi assumes there is such a thing as Shadim. Because if there was no Shadim, they wouldn't be able to help you much. So Rashi takes this as a Dover Pasuk, that there's something out there called Shadim that we may not see, but they're out there someplace, and if we can somehow communicate with them, if we convince them to do our bidding, they'll be able to do wild stuff for us. Rashi says this in other places as well, in Vayikra, number 3, Rasiyum, Rashedim, that people will bring in karbanos to the Shedim. It's a bad thing. Don't do it. Not because it doesn't exist, because you shouldn't do it. Right? Similarly, Rashi has a very fascinating comment that I'm surprised more people don't pick up on, but in Parshas Noach, it says, Mikol Achai, Mikol Basar, Shnai, Mikol. Tanya. Tovi El Ateva, Lechayos Itcha, Zachor, Lekeva, Yiyu. So it says that when it comes to the non-kosher animals, they should all come two by two. Rashi says, Mikol Achai, Afilu Shedim. That Noah had to go around and collect the Shedim also to put them on the Teva. I've seen many pictures of the Teva in my day. Renditions thereof. It's interesting. I've noticed that in every rendition of the Teva, there's two giraffes. Giraffes are cute animals to have. They always have it. Always had a time that there should be 14 giraffes. The giraffes are kosher. Maybe the two elephants. I'm fine with that. There should be more giraffes than just the two of them. But no one has Shadim in the picture. Surprisingly enough. They went the way of the aardvarks. They just never quite make it into the group shot on top. So, but Rashi just gets away with this. He says, yeah, and the Shadim also were on it. Yeah, they're also on the Teva. So what's pshat with these Shadim? What do we know about them? So the basic Gemara is Gemara in Chagiga. Gives us the basic rules, what we need to know about Shadim. Tanu Rabbanan. Shisha Dvarim Nehru B'Shadim. Shlosha K'malachi Asher, Shlosha K'vnei Adam. They're a little bit like Malachim, they're a little bit like people. They're someplace in between. How's that? They have wings. Good. And they can go from one place, to shoot from one side of the earth to the other side. And they also can tell the future. Not that they know, but you know, they're able to get up to Achorei Parg, they can get the information earlier than most. On the other hand, they have certain very human characteristics. They eat, they drink, they reproduce, and they die. So that's what you need to know about Shadim. Shadim are someplace in between. On the one hand, they're somewhat human in terms of their way of their very basic needs of life. They need to eat, they need to sustain themselves, they need to reproduce because they're not going to be here forever. On the other hand, they have these supernatural powers as well. We're not going to do it all inside. We'll just give you the Ramban here. The Ramban explains why they have this. How it came at the time of the Bria that Shadim came to be half-seas. So we all know that different that man was made from the dust of the earth. Different living forms are made from different things. The Ramban explains how the Shadim came to be. Those of you who are interested in making one should read the Ramban and just follow the instructions. Now, what do we know about Shadim beyond that? So a lot of the Rishonim had interesting things to say. Look at the Chizkuni. Chizkuni on the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, the Chizkuni comments that we're at. I can give you a Mas Midim Shmos Bechina though. You need. Got lots of those left. The Chizkuni comments that why is the Ayin in Shema big? So the Chizkuni says, Matzina Bagara Ayin Shal Shema Truya Rifti Shakosh Baruch Hu Baruch Masa Ba'ayin Ayin. Everything was built by 70s. How's that? Ketzad Yisrael Echad Me Ayin Umos. Chal Yisrael were one of the 70 nations. Fine. Umos Echad Me Ayin Me Behemoth. If there are 70 nations, there are 70 times as much of animals. So we're dealing with 4,900 at this point. And there is 1/70th of animals as there are to ophos. That would be 343,000 different types of bird species out there. But wait, there's more. Ophos who echad me ayin shebedogim. See, multiply that by 70, that's how many different types of fish we have. So now we're up to someplace around 2.5 million or so. Dogin who echad by ayin shebeshedim. Multiply that by 70, and that's how many different types of shedim you have. Right? So we're talking about 170 million different types of shedim out there. That's a lot of shedim. V'ashedim echad b'shedim shemalachim. And the amount of shedim, you have 70 times the amount of those of malachim. Akash Baruch Malach Al Kulam. So we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What is Akash Baruch Hu? He's the Malach. He is the one on everything, and on that everything involves so many people, animals, celestial beings, etc. So one could look into the Chizkuni and see that there are a heck of a lot of Shadim out there. One could well see. Now again, it's 7 times as many as there are fish. Again, I'm not sure if that means the amount of species there are, or just the plain amount. I don't know how many shadim are in a species. I get confused by this. I remember years ago during the Gulf War, they announced that like America was sending 100,000 troops to Kuwait. I was thinking, wow, 100,000 troops. How many people are in a troop? F troop had like 20 people in it. Right? So let's say there's 50 people. I didn't realize that a troop is one person. It's just another way of saying people. So to hear, I'm a little confused. Are there 170 million shadim out there, or are there 170 million types of shadim? Just like among the animals, we were talking about species. Maybe we're talking species here. But the bottom line, halach l'maaseh, is there's a heck of a lot of them out there. Very fascinating medrash and bereshis, how they came to be. So Rav Omer, Eilu Hashem Shebarach Kosh Baruch Hu Es Mishmasim Abal Livro Says Gufam V'Kidush Hashavus Lo Baram. What was happening? HaKadosh Baruch Hu stayed at the office a little too long before the original Shabbos. He was in the middle of doing something. He was in the middle of making the Shadim. And he only got it half done. He made the Neshamas, but he forgot to make he didn't have a chance to make the bodies. So what happened? V'Kidush Hashavus Lo Baram. Shabbos came, that's it. He had to stop working. Ain't going to work on Saturday. A person's in the middle of work and Shabbos comes, you've got to stop. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did. That's why we have these half-baked creatures of Shadim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own was in the middle of the work. He didn't have time to finish it and he didn't stop it. So the reason we have Shadim in the world is to tell us that we shouldn't work on Erev Shabbos. Okay. So that's one possibility. How did the Shadim come to be? The Shadim came to be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was working on Erev Shabbos. He was making man. He, in fact, was going to make this other being, but he didn't have time to finish Kaveyachal, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped in the middle. And therefore, we have these half-man, half-malachim things out there. They are neshamas without bodies, but they are not full-fledged malachim either. That's one possibility. So an Erev Shabbos and Ben Hashmashos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them. That's when they came into being. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a different approach. The people that are involved in Migdal Bavel, they don't get a Chayek Olam Haba. All right. My Ovid, what happened? Amar Debei Reb Shila, Nivne Migdal V'Nal Rakiya, V'Naka Osov V'Kardomos, Yedeshi Yazuvu, Meimav, Machaku Elo B'Marava, Okay, Livnu Echad B'Tura, Samar Reb Yochel, Nechaku Shol Shekitos. The people wanted to go and they wanted to build a tower. Why? Maybe they wanted to hold up the city. So the Gemara says there's three different types of people. A lot of people were working on this, but everyone had their own cheshbon. Achas omeres nala v'neishiv sham. One says, let's go up there and we'll move. Moving on up to the deluxe apartment in the sky. Achas omeres nala v'navod avodah zarah. One says, let's do avodah zarah. Achas omeres nala v'nasa v'cham. We're going to start a war with God. The people who just wanted to go up and see what's going on in Kadosh Baruch Hu, just scatter them. It wasn't so bad. I skipped one. What's happening? So the ones that once said, let's fight with God, Kadosh Baruch Hu turned them into monkeys and Shadim and Lilith. Different shear. So there are three different groups. They get three different punishments. One of the punishments was that people were turned into Shadim. So this is an opinion that the Shadim did not come into being at the time, or at least besides the Shadim that came into being at the time of Maaseh Bereishis, there was also a group that earned their Shadimhood later on at the time of the Dor HaFlagah. Third possibility, also a third place where they could have come from, the famous Gemara in Ervin, Amar Rav Yirmei Bar Elazar, Kol Osan Hasharim Shayu Adam Arishan Benidoy Holod Ruchim V'Sheinim V'Lirin Shneimar V'Echi Adam Shrosh Mei Hashana V'Elik V'Dmuso Gatzalmo. So after Adam Arishan gives birth to Cain and Hevel, he doesn't have another kid, Shais, until for 130 years later. What was going for the next 130 years? The Taki was still procreating, according to the Gemara. However, he wasn't giving birth to people, he was giving birth to Shadim and the like. Three possibilities where your Shadim come from. Very nice. So, you have this idea that there are Shadim out there, and these Shadim have these supernatural powers. In fact, the ability to use it goes back a long way. The Gemara says, "Va'iten Avram, kol shelo liyitzok, mene pirakshim, asher Avram nos, an Avram matanos, mai matanos, amir yirmir bar abba, marami shemoslam, shem atumah." That all the B'nai Keturah, they got gifts. Right, we're sorry you didn't win, but you get also for appearing on our show today, you get a year's supply of turtle wax. What was the turtle wax of that day? Matanos, give him Shema Tuma. What's Shema Tuma? Rashi, Kishuv Maisa Shadim. That Avram Avinu knew how to do this, and he passed it along to the B'nai Keturah. So you have this ability that if one can communicate with Shadim, we see both from that Gemara by Avram Avinu and from Rashi here, you can do great stuff. In fact, the Gemara discusses, can you do it on Shabbos? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, number 14, in Shalom B'Dvar Shadim B'Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af B'Chol Osir. They say you can't do Shalom B'Shadim on Shabbos. So you say, and you can do it on Tuesday. You can't do it on Shabbos. You can never do it. Rav Huda, interesting parentheses, Ein Halachik Rabbi Yossi. Maybe or maybe not. That's an important word to figure out whether it belongs there or not, I would imagine. Sometimes yourselves do make a difference. That would be one of them. But arguably, they say that's not the halacha. You're allowed to do this ma'aser shadim. The other argument is you can't. There, if it's halacha ma'aser yevski, or local Orthodox rabbinic authority. So what does it mean? So Rashi there says what we're talking about. Shekein oshim k'she'ov them shum davar k'she'ov b'ma'aser shadim ve'megidim ohem also rastos b'shabbos b'shum mitzoch hefzachem. If you lose something, you know, there's certain approaches you can take. There's lojack, you could put up signs. You could, and another possibility is you can ask the shadim, they know where it is. And Rashi says you can't do that on Shabbos because, you know, it's Tavar Dover, it's a Drabbanim, it's not Shabbosdik. So it would seem from Rashi, quite obviously, that Rashi is a very big supporter of Shadim. They do exist, and in fact, they have these abilities. And therefore, we, the Gemara discusses halacha l'maisa, whether you can do it or not. The Meiri, not surprisingly, totally rejects this whole thing. Top to bottom, he says, l'hoi will never know truth behind it whatsoever. So he says, what are we talking about? Sh'ratim ha'abzikin k'go nechoshim ha'akravim. So this also do with the malach of tzad. If you're being chased by scorpions or snakes, even if they're not poisonous, still, if they bite you, it hurts. So therefore, you can take care of them on Shabbos. Knock them off. Assuming that the reason you're killing the snake is to stop him from bothering you and not because you want a new pair of boots or something. Etc. So what are you talking about here, Meiri? What does this have to do with anything we're discussing in the Gemara? That's very nice. Hilchos Shabbos are important. It comes up around once a week. But what does that do with anything? So he says, well, you know, in order to stop a snake, there's a lot of ways you can do it. You can either put a thing on top of it, or you could be a snake charmer. You know, you can play a niggin and the snake stops where it is. The people that have these abilities. So that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about Shadim, Mazikim. We're not talking about some supernatural beings. We're talking about that. And he talks about it. What about Shadim? So if you look around five lines to the bottom, he says, V'elu shema'aminim b'metzias ha'shadim v'psotim asalem l'shol b'hem. Afpuchol. He said, in the event that you believe there's something called Shadim, for those people who do, they shouldn't even do it during the week. Obviously, he takes out the ain when it comes there. So the Meiri, when he talks about Shadim, he refers to those who believe in Shadim. And you see this several times. Similarly, you look in Avodah Zarah. V'el eilu hutra el refuos tevios, avo kosh ma'apre derech l'chisha b'shem avozo o kochav ol elel o b'shem Shadim l'ma'amidim mitziyosam k'yot v'eilu asor. They have persons not to be merapid by Avodah Zarah, those shirim that are still doing the second parak, Kol Shah. We had this Gemara already. I hope you've made it that far. So there is this concept out there, we have it here in Avodah Zarah as well, that you're not to be merapid by Avodah Zarah. And when talking about that, he says, yeah, and also for those of you who believe in Shadim, that also is the type of thing you can't be merapid with. So the Meiri is wink, wink, hinting to us that, you know, this is for the people who believe in it. Right? Obviously, Rashi never felt it necessary to say this is for the people who believe in it. Finally, when it comes later in Pesachim, the Meiri gets it off his chest, he tips his hand, he says, what's going on here? So, in Arvei Pesachim, Gemara talks about the Dalet Kosos. Well, Yifzul Omei Arba, Heichim Esakli Rabbada Midi the Asi Bogi De Sakana. How can you have four cups? Sakana! What's a sakana drinking four cups of wine? So it's not an alcohol issue. It's not that someone's going to talk to someone. There's going to be a Baal Tshuva who's going to run under some Hasidish guy and he'll say, you have to drink Arba cases. He's going to drink four cases of wine. That's not the concern here. That would be a more obvious concern, but no, that's not what Gemara is worried about. You can't eat two of something. You can't drink two of something. No zugos. No. Right, you're not allowed to do two of anything. So two twos, that's also twos. So how can you have four coats? Isn't it a violation of zugos? So Amar Karel Leil Shimurim Leil Meshumar Bavol Mina Mezikim. No, in general, you have a concern. The Gemara says that doing two of something is problematic. I remember fondly when I was in Rabbi Shechtish here, there was this guy who used to ask random questions all the time. So somebody would raise his hand and said, Rabbi, I have two questions. So he said, I shouted one, he didn't want to speak to him, said, Zugo, sorry, can't answer it. Next! He didn't go on. So then I went to the guy and said, I have a third question now. What's wrong with Zugos? Yeah, it goes very. So the Gemara traditionally says that because of Shadim, there's some supernatural reason. There's a reason why we're concerned about Zugos. So we don't eat two bananas, we don't have two slices of pizza, whatever, we don't eat Zugos. So therefore, the Gemara wants to ask, I got a problem with Zugos, what are we going to do at the Seder? Oh, Leil Shimurim, that's different. It's a different story. So the Meiri finally loses it at this point. He can't take it anymore. He said, it used to be a time that people used to believe in this stuff. He said, you know what? He realized it's all baloney. There never was such a thing as Shadim. Elamai. Sometimes the Chachamim felt that, you know, this wasn't worth a fight. Everybody believes it. The Chachamim know it's not true. But so what, they believe it? So they're wrong. So the Chachamim would never say anything against it. Because, hey, and not only that, but in the event that they could answer a question without saying that it's baloney, they would do it as well. So people said, isn't this Zugos? Instead of saying, come on, stop with the Zugos. There was no problem. It would have been too much of a fight to get people to stop doing it. There was no Isser involved. So they gave another answer. They made up some question. I remember they tell a story about Rabbi Tendler's father. This used to be a Rebbe in RJJ. Not surprising, he's a very colorful personality. So they tell a story that one time he walks in and he said, oi, it's better in Yiddish, but I'll do it in English. So he had a terrible day. So what happened? He said, there's a boy who applied for the yeshiva, so they asked him to give the bechina. He said to him, no, boy, what are you learning? So he said, he's learning the beginning of Beitzah. So he said to him, okay, read me the Mishnah. He said, Beitza Shinolda Biyontiv, and I versus Gaboyan Afinyontiv. Baruchu Omer. Tiyahu Ubaruch Shmei Omer Osir. So instead of saying Beisol and Beishama, he wrote Baruchu and Baruch Shmei. He said, boy, I have a question. Doesn't what you say? He says, what? He says, Baruch Shmei and Baruch. He says, don't we say Baruchu Baruch Shmei? Why does the Gemara say Baruch Shmei and then say Baruchu? He said, oh, that's what the Gemara says. My time with the Baruch Hu. What's the reason Dakin says that? Right, so sometimes, you know, if the guy is wrong, you can keep on going with it. You know, you make him happy. They tell the story of Rav David Lifshitz. When he was in yeshiva one time, a guy walks in to the Beis Medrash one Shabbos morning, and he starts putting on tefillin. In the Beis Medrash, starts putting on tefillin. So Rav David goes over to him and says, excuse me, Shabbos, you can't put on tefillin. He says, yeah, I know, but I had a dream last night and a malach told me I should put on tefillin. So David said to him, tell me, the malach, was he speaking, what language is he speaking? He said, speaking Yiddish, of course. He said, must have been a false dream because malachim only speak Hebrew. Said, oh, okay. And he goes and he put his tefillin away and went back onto davening. Right, so sometimes, he says, you don't got to get involved. Lushitasim, you can answer it up. Right, so he said, that's what's going on. And when the Gemara deals with it, it's Lishitasim. Lishitascha, you don't got to worry. But it doesn't mean for a second that we actually believe in any of this. So the Meiri out and out rejects it. He says, there never was such thing. This is a belief that people had. It's a legend. So the Gemara went along with it and played along, but the Chachamim never believed it. Shai, no such thing as Shadim. Just denies it right out. The problem is with the flat out denying is, okay, as long as all we've told until now, the story about the Chartume Mitzrayim, that was all Baba Maisa, okay, fine, you know, however they did it, doesn't really make a dafka meter. The problem is that sometimes Shadim come out l'halacha l'maisa. If you look in the Gemara in Gittin, it says, the Mishnah says, Misha ayah mushlach b'var, v'ama kol shameyas kol yichtov get l'ishta harei elu yichtov yitnum. The guy's in a pit, he's never going to get out, so he yells out, divorce my, write a get for my wife, right? Well, we didn't have any children. I don't want her to have to go through Yibum or Chalitza. Therefore, I authorize whoever hears this to write a get. So the Mishnah says, so based on that, we write the get. So Gemara asks, Lecha Shema Shedu. Maybe it's not him. You can't see what's going on in the pit. Maybe there's a shade that's pretending to be him. You know those Shedim get sometimes. I'm a Rav Yehuda, Kisharoas, the Musadim. No, you look down, and it looked like a person. They couldn't see the guy, but they saw that there was a person there. She said, Inu Nami Dmu Yeduya. Idmu. I don't understand. Shadim look like people also. He made himself like a man. What's the big deal? No, they saw you had a shadow. And a shade wouldn't have a shadow. So, Inu Nami Yisu Bavua. And they don't have shadows? I don't understand. Shadim do. The Chazri Babu de Babu, the shadow had a shadow. So when the shadow has a shadow, that's a person. But if there's just a shadow, they're not. V'dimu inu nami yisru, maybe their shadows have shadows also. How do you know they don't have it? What kind of business is this? This is Gemara Gittin. And Rav Chanina, Mimdani Yonasan Bini, Babu yisru, Babu de Babu lesru. No, I know this. V'dimu tsarahi, maybe it's... Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's somebody who doesn't like the wife is going after him. That's a shasa sakana kosum nosum valpishin makirin. Yeah. So the Gemara seems to say, seems to be taking quite literally this concern that there is a shade. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it lehalacha. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shomu kol sheomer ish poni meis v'alchav v'umatzu shom adam masinas ishto. If you hear that there is a voice that says so and so is dead, even though I don't know who's testifying to it, that's good enough. V'im shomu kol ze besada o becharav o bechurva ein masinas alpia kol dechashin shem asheru. However, if I hear it in a place like a field or in ruins where Taka the Shadim tend to hang out, then you can't. Why? Because it might be a shade. Given she yotza kol mimokum she shadim metzuyim sham. So the general rule is a stama voice, even if I don't know who it is, a woman can remarry based on that. But because I'm concerned in certain cases it might be a shade, I leave her in aguna. That doesn't sound like a joke. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, takes this quite literally, that there's a concept of Shadim, and l'halacha l'maisa, we are concerned about them. And the issues important as Aishas Ish are totally in this. Similarly, the Gemara in Makkah says, Amar Rava, im hayiron es hamasra, o hamasra roen o son mitztarfim. So the case is somebody is going to kill somebody. So one guy gives Hasra, don't kill him, it's a bad thing to do. There's another guy who sees it. So assuming the guy who gives the Hasra and the aid, and one of them sees the other one, then we can get a kad of two aid, and we can convict. Okay, good. So far, so good. V'omarava, Masra she'omu afil mibni atzmo v'afil mipishem. He said, now, to have the Hasra, though, you don't need a person. So let's say if we two people see the crime, and we hear that this guy got Hasra, doesn't matter if I see the guy who got the Hasra. It doesn't matter if there was a shade who said the Hasra. The bottom line is, as far as Hasra is concerned, he just has to know what's wrong. So the Gemara there seems to say that a shade can give Hasra. That's fine as well. The Rambam, not surprisingly, kind of ducks this one. The Rambam said, Men shis rebo echem min ha'edu, men shis rebo Acher mipi edim afilu isho eved or afilu shama kol hamas v'lo ra'ahu v'afilu hisra ma'asma reza narag. So he says that again, the person who gives hasra doesn't have to be kosher for anything. Meaning that an isha and eved are caught that the person give himself hasra. Says, I know I shouldn't be doing this. I realize if I do this, I'm chayev misa. V'afal pichin, I'm going to do it. So the guy just give himself hasra. But it leaves out the word shade. Even though the Gemara didn't say Kotter, it didn't say Eved, it didn't say Isha, it said shade, the Rambam doesn't. Similarly, the Rambam, in other cases, notably avoids this idea that perhaps there is something called shadim. In Hilchas Rotzeach, Yushmiras HaNefesh, he says, you shouldn't put your hand in your armpit. Should keep away from jumping your hands in your mouth, you can get germs on it. Good, nice idea. Well, you take a taf shel tachas hamita. Don't put food under the bed. Maybe something's going to fall into it that's not healthy for you and you're not going to see it. The Ravid points out this is all very fine and dandy, but the Gemara gives a different reason. Right? Look at the last line. Gam yisham mefarsh mishum ruach ra. Has nothing to do with it. The Rambam is making up his own reasons. He's quoting the Gemara, they're not to do certain things, but he's not giving the reason for it. So the Rambam also eventually tips his hand as well to say he doesn't believe in any of this. If you look in the Pirush Mishnayos in Avodah Zarah, in the fourth barak, he gets up and says that people believe in talismans, people believe in all sorts of things, but those who are straight thinking, the philosophers among them, they all know this is baloney. This is all garbage. There's no sense in it. It's not true. Lo hayavo niver. He totally denies it. Top to bottom. Never happened. You know, why do we talk about it? It's not what it means. The Rambam totally denies this. You're welcome to read it at your convenience. The Rambam himself in the Mor Nevuchim picks up as well and says, you know, you've got to understand that the word shade doesn't mean what you think it means. When it says that Adam Harishon was giving birth to Shadim, it doesn't mean he was giving birth to demons. It means that there are certain people out there who aren't the highest quality people. What he calls that, a behemoth b'dmus ish. The guy looks like a person, walks and talks like a person, but the guy's a behemoth. Right? He morally, ethically, intellectually is not worthy of being called a person. So I remember Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn Shalita spoke one time about the first Mishnah in Bava Kama. He says that there are arba avos nezikin, shor bor mavin hever. So we say mava zo adam. That he says one of the four is considered an adam hamazik. So Rabbi Kohn asked the famous question. So if that means adam, so say adam. Why do you have to make up a new word for it? It shor means shor and bor means bor. Let adam mean adam. Rabbi Kohn said, it's only he could say, cause an adam hamazik, he is not an adam. He's not an Adam. Okay? So too, in order to, just being born of a woman does not make you an Adam. So too here that said that when it says that he gave birth to Shadim, etc., it meant that he's giving birth to people that weren't Roy. That that humanity wasn't shouldn't come. It wasn't until he gave birth to Shays. Shays, he was a Gavra. So that's what it means. It doesn't mean that there's anything out here. Problem is that even though the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam an awful lot, he doesn't follow him here. Once again, number 27, Ma'aser Shadim Aser. Yesh mishamat rishon behem ala geneva. Generally, we don't allow you to use Shadim. However, in the event you're looking to crack a crime, maybe Shadim are not a bad way to go. And the Rama says, yeah, it's all good. Of course, the end he says, Mikol Malkam Rova Oskim Zeinim Niftoim Mehem B'Sholom. It's a bad idea. You don't want to get involved with these guys. Right? Much like the mafia, most people get involved with it, don't have happy endings, so too with Shadim. But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And in fact, there's a fascinating amount of rabbinic literature discussing the Shadim. For example, the Or Zeruah comments that Shadim are from. He calls me Yehuda Chassid. So he says, "Shadim aminim b'Torah v'osim kol ma shavu chachamim." They in fact followed the rishis and the rabbanans. So what about the story about in the Misha Achso Kadaikus in the Gittin, where one of the Shadim sleeps with Shlomo's wife? So he said, "Listen, nobody's perfect." Yeah, sometimes they do averus as well. We also follow the Torah and mitzvahs, and we also have our weaknesses. Shadim also, they got their ups and downs. In fact, there's a tremendous amount of discussion of these ups and downs. The Shul Chaim Shol, the Chidah, has a shayla. He quotes the Maram Luvin, a novella is a shade. What if a woman is unfaithful to her husband with a shade? She mutter or usher to him. So he goes to Maram Lublin, says that in fact that's okay. Not okay, but it's does not become usher to her husband. So he said, Nivul Hashed Ruach on Nasa Zona, Muteres L'Kohen. Ne'er Mashmi, Muteres L'Baila. That's what he has to say. On the other hand, he quotes others from him that disagree. In fact, if there's so many tshuvas about it, one's got to wonder. But there seems to be a lively discussion about the case of Nivul Hashed. However, as you get later on in the game, there seems to be a realization that most of us realize that we, again, if you define Shadim as people that are intellectually, morally subhuman, so maybe we've met a few of them, maybe even walking down the street. However, if we understand Shadim as demons, what we literally usually call them, well then, what's going on? How come we haven't seen them in a while? So, the Maharshal in his Yamshel Shom Anchulin says as follows, Afri Shishchem Kanonim Shein Lismach Al Refuas HaTalmud. Even though all the refuas in the Gemara you're not allowed to do, why? Of course, because times change, the teva has changed, it's not going to work, we're going to laugh, ha ha. No, it's not ha, those days it worked, now it doesn't work. So don't try it out, because it's not going to work, that's silly. He said, still, just like nature has changed regarding the refuas, so too nature has also changed regarding Shadim. They're not here anymore. What happened? Come on, zugos v'domeim. Zugos don't matter anymore. Mikomokim. Be careful about it, but you know, it doesn't happen anymore. Similarly, the Rafa Olam, who are the Rafa Olam? Anyone? Ben Ishchai, correct. All one pasuk. Kasher Tibis Mazesh Nismai, Mahal Haruchim Vashedim, Meshotim Olam, Lonisher Darga de Musa, O Yotzim Kibo Nishon Tzadikim Shabo, Etzlo, Kol Zem Machmas Chulshus on Sitra Achra. He said, what happened to it? Because the Sitra Achra ain't what it used to be anymore. What's pshat in this? There seems to be this understanding that this was true at some point, but nowadays not anymore. So what happened? Was there a large asteroid that fell to Earth and wiped out all of the shadim? Is that the common scientific belief? What happened to the shadim? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and this week's parsha has a fascinating piece on it, which appears on the back page, and he says as follows. We see here that there were Shadim in Mitzrayim. We absolutely, positively believe that. But what happened nowadays? So he comes up with an idea, which is really also somewhat in the thought of the Rav as well. That at all times in history, there has to be a certain balance. So, for example, the Rav has the following idea. He says, whatever happened to Tzaras? Where did Tzaras go? You tell me we can't bring a carbon anymore. Okay, so a guy gets Tzaras, he's stuck with it. Right? We lost the Mesorah, the Kohen can't Paskin anymore. Fine, so we can't Paskin. But the guys should speak Lashon Hara, they should still break out with some nasty rash. Whatever happened to Tzaras? It's got a good parsha or two of the Torah, just seems to have faded away. So he explains as follows. He said, everything changed with the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. What happened? We know the famous Gemara, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, at some point decided that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah became too much. Therefore, they did whatever the trick they did, they got rid of it. Then, once they were on a roll, they wanted to get rid of the Yetzer Hara for Arias as well. They stepped up and they did it. It wasn't working out so well, so they lowered it, but they kept it as well. So, how do you do that? How do you just get rid of a Yetzer Hara? So, the Rav explained as follows, that it used to be that everybody believed that there was a God. However, there was a discussion as to what was God. Is God HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is God the sun god? Is God Ralph the lettuce head? What is God? But everyone believed that there was God. And as long as people believed that there was a God, therefore you could have Nisim Gluyim and there wouldn't be a problem. I go and I see that the Yamsa splits. Obviously there's a supernatural power. I knew that. But you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it? I said Ralph did it. Right? We all have our own shitas as to who did it. So therefore, at the time when there was this idea that everyone believed in God, and it was just a question of Avodah Zarah, which God was the real God, so in that case, therefore we could have Nisim, we could have a Nes Negla, and in fact that would not affect anyone's Bechira at all. However, once they caught the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, what happened was now, most people believe, right? You look at the Western religions, basically there is agreement among them about the single one God. You had some family members, you had a Navi here or there, whatever it is, you know. But by and large, it's all based on the same thing. The shaila is, do you believe in God or not? Right? Now, the Nekudas HaBechira is no longer whether or not there is, whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God, but whether there is a God at all. So by getting rid of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, they just shifted what the Nekudas HaBechira is. Now, once you shift the Nekudas HaBechira, other things have to change as well. If we would have a Nes Nigla at this point, then people would have to believe that there is a supernatural power. Game, set, match. There's nothing more to talk about. Because once you reach that point, everyone believes. So therefore, by the second Beis HaMikdash, there couldn't be any more Nes Niglas. Everything that happened in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Urim V'Tumim, the other Nisim that they used to do publicly, had to stop. Tzaras had to stop. If a guy spoke Lashon Hara, he broke up with a terrible rash, there would be a relationship. So that was the concept that the Rav had. That the Rav had, that you always have to have this balance. And therefore, when they made that change, everything had to rebalance. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a similar idea. That at all points there has to be a balance between the Koach HaKadosh and the Koach HaTumah. When there was a Moshe Rabbeinu in the world, you needed to have a Bilam, he says. That there always has to be this relationship. So as long as you have this high level of Kedusha among certain people, you were able to have the Ruach HaTumah had strength as well. However, as the Ruach HaKedusha waxes and wanes, right, in this case wanes, so too the Ruach HaTumah has to as well. And that's why he says, Inochinami, the Rambam was right. The Rambam said, yeah, there's no Shadim in his day. Inochinami, there were no Shadim in his day. Everyone asked him, why, but the Gemara? Yeah, because there were Shadim in the time of the Gemara. As there was a Yerida Sagdaris in the Kedusha, there was a Yerida Sagdaris in the Tumah as well. So we'll just let off with the last paragraph. It's a very interesting read. It's a nice thought. He quotes an interesting story which he explains on this. If you look at the last paragraph, this Karski, she used to be Kelm. I remember when I was a little boy in Kelm, we used to smell like this also. Reisi Shekosavag, Gomer Bechodim Vasserman Zatzel, B'Shem Bechovitz Chaim Zatzel. Bechodim quoted the Bechovitz Chaim says as follows. Shemaisa Adibuk, Hamreforsim Shoya B'Yamav, Minastami Yerachron. The well-known story of the Dibuk that the Chovitz Chaim had to deal with would be the last Dibuk in history. Ki kol shetekatein koach ha-Torah v'aruchonios katekatein koach ha-Tumah. I can't talk in the world. Said because as the level drops down in the level with Kedusha, the level of Atum has to fall as well, and therefore Dibbuk can't make it anymore. Uba Emes after Shavuot be amended by Makabos and Yisrael Yehudim Chadurim by Amuna v'Tmim and b'Maisim sheyatzam yeh gam lekoach Atuma koach nosaf kizeru mazeh also kim v'dok hetev. Therefore, we send different communities of people attack are very religious, right? So it's possible that they'll have talking fish. May you really say that. But he said that there is this relationship, Zelu Mazeh. So he says, in fact, to reject the idea of Shadim outright, that's ridiculous. We know from the Gemara, we know from the Halacha. And in fact, there is such a thing, there was such a thing. However, like so many other things, times change and this changes as well. And therefore, Rav Yaakov takes the opinion that even though we had this at some point, it no longer exists. And that's where we'll leave it. Well, David Mikra.
Maybe. Yes. How does this work?